2, he said, after 2 days, will he revive us? And on the third day, he will raise us up. Today, lift up your voice and ask, Lord, revive me spiritually. Revive me spiritually. It is revival that brings an end to men surviving. Lord, revive me spiritually. Spirit, soul, and body, I desire revival. I desire your revival today. I desire your revival today. Revive me spirit, soul, and body. Lord, revive me spirit, soul, and body. Father, revive me spirit, soul, and body. Revive me spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, precious Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Father, send your word to us this day. We ask, oh God, that you build our faith by your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus as you please take your seat in his presence. Yesterday we heard a word from the Lord powerfully, and today again may the Lord appear to us by his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, the theme of the month remains, fight the good fight of faith. Let me quickly say this, that faith that will fight is faith that is fed. The faith that will fight is a faith that is fed. When your faith is not fed, your belief is down, is low. Until your faith is fed, you cannot become an overcomer. So today I believe God that as we receive more of his word and dwell on his word daily, studying the word of God, meditating on the word of God, may your level of faith increase and the signs and wonders be obvious for all to see. Your amen can be louder than that. And we are considering understanding how to build your faith for a fight. Understanding how to build your faith for a fight. Yesterday we were told that faith grows by the word and has unlimited capacity for growth. The word that we feed on is what grows our faith. We were also told that faith also grows by prayer. Building your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. The more we pray, it's mystery. You are not speaking jargon. You might not understand what you are saying, but it is mystery. It builds your faith. The more you speak in the Holy Ghost, the more your faith is being built. You don't need to know what you are saying most of the time. Just allow the grace of God to take over. I pray for you this season that your faith will grow to bring about the signs and wonders that you desire. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we're told that faith grows by hearing and understanding the word of God. We were also told that faith grows by meditating on the word of God. Please take time to meditate. The number of scripture you read is not as important like the number of scripture you understand. So it is not enough to study the word, you need to understand the word. The number of scriptures, the chapters you read is not as important and as like the one you understand. Many people read but don't have understanding. So meditating on God's word is what gives us spiritual understanding. The deeper you meditate, the more it's clear to you. And then you walk into a new realm of signs and wonders. That's where you will find yourself from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And yesterday we saw the personally built faith, saying that it is your responsibility. I can't have faith on your behalf. You need to have your own faith. Jesus' faith was constant, but he will ask them, do you believe that I can do this? Praise the name of the Lord. Also, that revelation built faith was also revealed to us yesterday. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's take note of the implication of not building our faith. The implication. When you know the implication, you will know how serious the matter is. The implication of not building our faith. Number one, it makes you unstable in life. When your faith is not built, it makes one unstable. James chapter 1 verse 8. It says, a double-minded man is unstable. It's unstable. You cannot predict it somewhere today, tomorrow. It looks as if it's progressing. Before you know it, it's at the back again. Why is unstable in his ways? Why is a double-minded man? He doesn't have faith. Number two, implication of not building your faith is life void of profit. Life void of profit. You try to look for addition. There's no addition around the person. You leave the person 10 years ago. 10 years later, you come. You meet the person worse than how he was 10 years ago. That shall not be you. But that is a product of lack of building of faith. When your faith is relying on other people, you are not building your faith. It is fine for someone to pray for you, but at some point, you should also be praying for others. How do you feel? I know you, as a breastfeeding mother, she's happy to be the one breastfeeding the child. But when the child is a year old and is coming for the breast, it becomes a concern. Have you seen that before? I've seen a child standing to breastfeed. He takes breast, sorry. Is standing to take breath. It becomes a concern. Yes, at a point the woman was concerned. The milk is not coming out. Milk is not coming out. They say you use this to press. You use this to get, use this machine to bring it out. At a point. But at some point, the child must stop sucking. How long do you want to rely on other people's faith? How long? It is time for you to sit down also, to press the juice of God's word, to collect your own portion of revelation. May God's word find full expression in your life. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, it said, for the word that was preached to us was also preached to them. It said, but it profited them not. Why? They didn't mix it. So it, their life lacked profiting because there's no mixture of faith. You want to make cake. There are some ingredients that must be there. If not, the cake will become like guguru popcorn. Because the ingredients is not there. When faith is missing, what you desire, you cannot get. So faith is a major requirement for us to get our possessions. May your faith grow this season. And number three, the implication of not building our faith. Emptiness. When you refuse to build your faith, you'll be empty. Look at scripture. James chapter 1 verse 7. It says, for let not that man think he can receive anything. Meaning the man is empty. Why? Because there is no faith. Look at it. Jesus walked around to see a man of faith to be healed. The day your faith comes alive, the day your great faith changes level, that is the day you change level spiritually. Praise the name of the Lord. May our faith grow all together. In the name of Jesus Christ. The faith that works must be. Yesterday we looked at personally built faith, revelationally built faith. Let's look at some other three points today. It must be redemption rooted faith. It must be redemption rooted faith. The root of your faith determines how long it will last. The root of your faith. The root of your faith. There are some trees that when flood comes, it washes them away. There are some that remain standing. It might bend them, give them some time, they are standing again. Why? Because of their roots. Your roots determines your fruit. Your roots, the root of your faith determines how long you will last. When you see people having things for some time, not lasting, then check their faith. The faith is not strong. When the faith of a man comes, even when the flood comes, it just passes and leave him there. There are trees, no matter how strong the flood is, there are trees that will remain. There are trees that cannot be pushed down. They can be bent, but they will still stand again. That shall be you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how the wind comes. When it goes, it will come back, find you standing in the name of Jesus. So new birth is a non-negotiable requirement for faith to deliver. New birth is a non-negotiable requirement for faith to deliver. Just like every man that desires a visa must get a passport. Am I correct? Now the passport to the realm of the spirit is your salvation, redemption. In John chapter 3 verse 3, it said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not a location, it's an experience. Hear me? The kingdom of God is not a location, because people sit down and wait for heaven to come. You'll be shocked. You'll be 100, your child will come and be 100 also. And then they'll still waiting. It is not a location, it's an experience. May the kingdom of God be manifested to you in the name of Jesus. He said, you might not see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus began to ask questions, do you mean I have to go into my mother's womb? He said, no. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Verse 8. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. They can't understand. You yourself become a mystery. That shall be you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. It's not in word, according to scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. It said the kingdom of God is not in word, but power. So it is not talking about a location. It's talking about a lifestyle, the manifestation of heaven on earth. That shall be your experience in Jesus' name. To experience God, that's what it means. The kingdom of God is to experience God here on earth. For God to manifest himself unto you. In Mark chapter 4, verse 11, it said, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. They look at like just stories. But to you that is born of God, that is why we say that redemption is a foundation for every child of God. If you must grow in faith, then redemption is a must. Praise the name of the Lord. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But first, be born of God. Then you overcome by faith. May you overcome. Over every challenge of life, I say you will overcome. No one can see what the kingdom offers until he is born again. No one can see what the kingdom offers until he is born again. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, it spells out what the kingdom offers. It said, what is the lamb that was slain? To receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, to receive strength, to receive honor, to receive glory, to receive blessing. Everything that man needs is hidden in this blessing, sevenfold blessings. Everything, just think about it. Whatever you need is inside this sevenfold blessing. That was why it came. So the essence of redemption is this, in this scripture. What is the lamb that was slain to receive power and then riches and glory and strength and honor and blessing? That shall be you in Jesus' name. May you receive the same in the name of Jesus Christ. New birth translates the redeemed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. It moves us, it relocates us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That is what redemption does. It translates us, it moves us away from it. It moves up away from it. They say something is happening in China. And then you are not too disturbed. You know why you are not in China. If you are in China, if you want to drink water, you remember it. You want to move out, you think of Max. Is somebody getting me? Now, because you are not in China, you are not troubled. God forbid, the day they say the thing cross border now, you see people being so spiritual. Now they anoint themselves, anointing against. I didn't mention the name. Praise the name of the Lord. I was watching people say, I said, people are emphasizing this thing too much. The way they call it, it's my branch, their house. Don't say it. Don't say it. You don't need it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you don't have to anoint yourself specially for it. Why? Because you are not there. You are seated in Christ in heavenly places where they don't have transportation to affect you. They can't have access to you. What is affecting them cannot affect you. That is where you are seated. So remain there. As you remain there, evil will not come near you. In Jesus' name. I don't know what the first person that carries it has done. So it's not your portion. Amen. Amen. It will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. He said, and has raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where you are seated. In what? Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Not by his side, but inside of him. So you are dwelling inside of him. So what wants to affect you must first affect Christ. You are seated where? In Christ Jesus. And not with. In Christ Jesus. Your child is seated where? In Christ Jesus. Your husband is seated where? Your wife is seated there. In Christ Jesus. So it doesn't matter what they say. You know that song? It doesn't matter what the people say. It doesn't matter what their eyes may see. Oh Lord, you are so good. So it is so good that you can't be affected by the forces of wickedness. Praise the name of the Lord. The capital proof of new birth is in the new life that we now live. Praise the Lord. Therefore, If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. That shall be your experience. New things in the name of Jesus. Number two, prompt response faith. Prompt response faith. Faith requires prompt response. Procrastination defies your miracle. That man procrastinated for 38 years. He stayed by the river where people have been healed and became an historian there, but never had an experience of healing. By the beautiful gate where people come to encounter beautiful things, yet he was there and there was no good experience. It is prompt response that faith requires to answer for you. In John chapter 5 verse 1, it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda. It says, having five porches. Verse 3, it says, in this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. It said, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the waters. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, steps in. Every time you hear testimonies, please be the first to step in. Every time you hear a word that looks like your word, be the first to hold it, sir. You don't need everything that is said in any service. You just need the right word. You don't need everything. It's not everything they say. Some of you want to cram and write everything. It's not necessary. There is this word that is for you. When you get it, you hold it till you get home. Put it in your pocket. I have gotten my word. That is why you see people sharing testimony, referring to a service that you and I attended, but we cannot remember that thing was said. Why? They cut their word. In every service, in every study, look for your own word. A song that I said, just a word from you, Lord, is more than silver nor gold. All I need is your word that keeps me moving from strength to strength. Just a word. Martha was trying to satisfy God or Jesus. She was trying to and looked at Mary sat with Jesus and was so mad at her. He said, no, Jesus is taking nonsense. He said, how can this girl be said? Won't you teach her common sense? You tell her. But if common sense refuses to tell her, Jesus, tell her to come and join me to prepare pepper soup for you. And Jesus said, you are busy on too many things. Like your name is Martha. You are mattering about too many things. He said, there is just this thing that is important, which is the word. And Mary have found that thing. May you be the Mary. The Mary to find the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. He sent a word, not too many words. He sent a word unto Jacob, and Jacob carried the word to affect the whole of Israel. He sent a word. You can be the Joseph in your family that will carry a word to your family that will affect everybody positively. Just a word. You don't need too many words. You need just a word. And as the word comes, you dive into it. Take note that faith requires a diving. Luke chapter 16 verse 16, the law and prophet were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it. Every man pressed into it. Everyone was touching Jesus, but there's this woman that touched specially. The woman with the issue of blood. You must press into it if you must get the blessing from it. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, look at prompt obedience there. Remember we're talking about prompt response of faith. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, it said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country and from the kindred and from the father's land unto a land where I will show thee. In verse 2, he said, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. Now there was no consultation. In verse 4, he said, so Abraham departed. Sir, sometimes your consultation can get you stranded. Imagine that, like we were told yesterday, that our father in faith decided to listen to the person that said, no, God did not call you. Imagine that he went to listen to him. Now, this ministry will have been given to a replacement. Everyone, for every assignment that God has given to you that you delay, God looks for a replacement.
For everything instruction he gives to you, that is why you see somebody doing what you thought of. No, you didn't take step. He wanted it immediately. Now, do you care to know that Abraham never consulted in his wife to step out? That's a hard one. God said he wants your son. And then there was no family meeting. Then you carry your child, I'm traveling. And then you begin to go. Even the child got concerned sometime on the way. Said, where is the lamp? The father in his heart was thinking. Say, see lamp talking. Lamp is looking for lamp. Son, you are gone. But the angel was there. No, you don't have to touch this time. Look at the lamp. There will always be a way of escape for people that take step of faith. The step of faith is required. Sir, there are things that God will not do for you. One of it is to take step for you. There are things he can close doors so help you to see clearly, like he did for me. He can close door like he has done for other people. Close every door. He said, this is the way. You must go through this door. A few days ago, my elder brother, my father's second son, he sent a message to me on WhatsApp. He said, I am not surprised about what you are doing. He reminded me of the story my mother told me. He said, when you are about 3 to 5 years old, thereabouts, the pastor will be preaching in church somewhere. Anytime they speak the story of somebody, forget. Don't mention Samuel in our church. I will run from behind there and come to the front. Until you take the giant step, you might become a mockery of your originality. Sir, you are the one to be laying hand. You end up going to look for hands to be laid on you. Until you take, there is a step to take in business. Until you take that step, you might be stranded for long. There is a step, nobody will take it for you. The water was fearful, but they said, take step, and immediately took step. He did not wait, he did not rehearse it. He took step, sir. The step you are taking is a step of faith. And somebody will always say, what if it doesn't work? Also, generate the ability to also say, what if it works? Ah, look at the one the devil used to cheat people. This is South Africa. You know that? He says it. So as soon as I say it, something inside of you just die. So where do you go now? You are already in South Africa. If you will fail, it's better you fail trying than not trying. What happened? I thought you started this business. I started, but that is not the way. I'm gathering myself again. I will start again. Hey, you want to do this? You are not a citizen. Oh, you don't have ID. What of heaven's ID? If heaven identify you, who identify you around does not matter. Let heaven just identify you. Push me, they go. Carry me, they go. May God push you into lamplight. That is one of the things that the devil used to punch all people's faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham, he grew to a point where he became the friend of God, a consultant.